What's standing in the way of the goals and plans and dreams God has placed in your heart? Discover how you can overcome and thrive in every circumstance as you listen to this message. Stay tuned and be encouraged to press in by Pastor Paul.
It feels good in here. God is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I pray that your life will be transformed in the mighty name of Jesus. And I hope everyone, I'm trying to recover from the time change. Some people say they like this one. Some people say they like the one that happens in the fall. And another say, leave the time alone. Don't do anything to the time. Just leave it alone. But either way, God is good. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Think about how powerful man is. We get up and say, today the time is supposed to be 10 o'clock instead of 9. We change it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My. I quoted a verse earlier, but I want us to look at it. It's not my main text, but go to Psalm 105. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 105. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 18. He says, talking about Joseph, they hurt, I'll read it from the King James because it's, I like it in that version. He says, whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word came, the king sent for him and loosed him and let him go free. Jesus put it this way, you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. I pray this morning as the word of God is going forth, may your word come in Jesus' mighty name. I said, may your word of deliverance and freedom come this morning as you sit under the influence of God's word. If you believe that, say amen. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word came, the king sent for him. And overnight, he went from prison to being in the palace. Somebody will go free this morning. I said, somebody will go free this morning. I said, somebody will go free this morning. I said, somebody will go free this morning. If that's you, say amen. My Lord and my God, I'm excited about the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody will go free. Be sensitive as his word goes forth. Receive his word into your life, and you will not be the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. All right, that was just the appetizer. Let's get into the main meal here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn with me to Mark chapter 2. From verse 1 to 12, glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, and again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen. This account, you will find it in also in Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to 26, and then Luke chapter 9 from verse 2 to 8. That's your homework. Next week, I will ask how many people read that particular portion of scripture. But the thing is, when you read different accounts of this, you will see it in a different light. And here, the first thing I want us to look at is the faith that overcomes obstacles. You see, in our walk down here, we will run into many challenges. We will run into many different situations. And the worth of our faith is so important. Notice what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 33 to 34. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 33 to 34. I'd call the Hebrews 11 the hall of fame of faith. But notice what the Bible says, talking about different people. He says, through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. He talks about all these things. He said, through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Yes. The worth of your faith is so important in your walk down here. You are going to subdue and overcome in this world through faith. Notice again what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. And the list that we looked at in Hebrews talked about so many things that they overcame through faith. Now, notice 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You have inside of you world overcoming faith. Oh, if you are born of God, God has destined and God has planned for you to overcome the world. But the victory that is going to be able to overcome the world is our faith. So we read this account here in Mark chapter 2. Thank you, Lord. This man comes to Jesus. And when he comes to Jesus, the Bible says in Mark chapter 2, verse 2, he says, immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. He set out in his heart to get to Jesus. And so many times, God gives us dreams and visions. We have goals. We have things that we want to accomplish. But when we start going towards those dreams and those visions and all those things, we run into obstacles. This man has set out that he's going to be healed of his paralysis. When he gets there, he realizes that there is no room. There is no way for him to get into the presence of Jesus. If he had been most people, they would have turned back. Amen. Today is not my day. It's too crowded in here. I will come another day. You see, in the walk of faith, you must get to the place where giving up is not an option. You must get to that place when you decide to follow Jesus. When Jesus puts something in your heart. When you set out your heart to go and receive something from God. You are not going to give up till you see what you set out to receive. The trouble with us sometimes is we set out and after a while we give up. When it gets difficult. When we run into circumstances that stand in our way. Notice what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Faith doesn't give up. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, now the just shall live by faith. And if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. If anyone draws back from living by faith, I don't have any pleasure in him. And we are not of the company of those who draw back. The man was carried by four men. When they got there, there was no room. People, they were trying to shove. I'm just imagining this now. The whole door is crowded. The whole place is crowded. And they are trying to shove their way through. And the people will be like, where are you going? We are also here to see Jesus. We are not going to let you go through today. Oh, but faith doesn't give up. And faith will always find a way. When they got there, you see, back then in the East, they used to make their houses, the roof of the houses were flat. And they'll put wood there and then cover it with clay. And then there's also an option for a stairway on the side of the house to get to the top, to the roof. So when they got there and the crowd was there, they decided that this is the day that this man is going to receive his healing. We are going to get, I like the company of people like that. People who refuse to give up. No matter the obstacles, we will find a way to get this thing done. We have come to receive a miracle, for that's our friend. Those are the kind of friends you want. Oh, people that will say that we will, let us go into the house of God. Let us go into the presence of God. It's not time to give up. When they got there and there was no way, they found a way. And you know what they did? They went and they started uncovering the roof. Oh, my Lord and my God. We are going to get him into the presence of Jesus today. Started breaking the roof. And the Bible says that Jesus was preaching the word to them. And in Luke chapter 5, if you read the account, you see the power of God was present to heal. So you are sitting in a meeting with Jesus. Jesus is preaching, and all of a sudden you hear sounds on the roof. And you see wood coming down. You see clay coming down. Jesus, somebody is interrupting my preaching here. Oh, but that is the kind of faith that pleases God. No matter the impossible circumstance, no matter the way it seems impossible, you always find a way. Faith will always find a way. Oh, because we don't serve a dead God, we serve a living God. The same God that parted the Red Sea, the same God that parted Jordan, the same God that brought the walls of Jericho down, is the same God that we serve. Oh, he's the same Jesus. He has not changed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These people started breaking down the roof. He said, don't worry about the owner's house. We'll fix it later when this friend gets healed. We'll take care of that later. And all of a sudden, these people, Jesus, and the people sitting there see someone coming through the roof being let down. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The second thing I want us to see is what Jesus said to this person. Mark chapter 2, verse 5, he says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you. Jesus saw their faith. Jesus saw their faith. Jesus saw their faith. Faith can be seen. Jesus is so grand to see people believe in God. To see people believe God. Jesus saw their faith. And you see, this man, you see, faith must be put into action. That it wouldn't have done any good to this man to, number one, to have sat at home. And number two, when he got there, to have turned back or to not have made the step to go through the roof. And you have to realize that he also had to have faith, because you're already paralyzed. And if they let you down through the roof and they didn't let you down the proper way and they drop you, you are going to hurt in more places in your body, not just the paralysis. You got more problems on your hand at that point. So he has to have faith for him to be carried through the roof. Faith without action is dead, being alone. That is what the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I like James chapter 2, verse 17. Faith must be revealed in our actions. He says, thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. I like how he puts it in Weymouth's translation. He wrote the Bible, translated in easy to read format a while back. He says, verse 17, so also faith, if it is unaccompanied by obedience, has no life in it, so long as it stands alone. Nay, some will say, you have faith, I have actions. Prove to me your faith apart from corresponding actions, and I will prove mine to you by my actions. You believe that God is one, and you are quite right. Evil spirits also believe this and shudder. But I do boast this. Are you willing to be taught how it is that faith apart from obedience is worthless? Faith apart from corresponding actions is dead. I like that phrase, corresponding actions. Your actions must correspond with what you say you believe. Other than that, there will be no miracle. Other than that, there will be no victory. And it's good. It's not enough to have faith in your heart. Faith must be put into action. Faith must be released. And you release it through the words of your mouth and through the actions that you take as well. This man had to get into the presence of Jesus Christ. He had come there and his actions proved that he believed. And Jesus saw his faith. There's a certain centurion as well in Matthew chapter 8. Jesus commended him for his great faith as well. One time he came to Jesus, and his servant was paralytic as well. He came to Jesus and said, Jesus, my son is paralytic. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. The man said, no, you don't need to come. You don't need to come to my house. You speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Yes. Jesus said, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And then he said to him, let it be done to you according as you have believed. According as you have believed, so let it be done unto you. Jesus saw his faith. I pray that that's the kind of faith that you will walk in. The kind of faith that, number one, refuses to give up, and the kind of faith that moves Jesus and that moves God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of God. Because he says, you see, the truth of the matter is, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. He says, he that comes, thank you, Lord. He says, but without faith, it is impossible. That is a very strong word. To please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is and he is. He is and he is. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is. We are rewarded for our actions down here and in eternity as well. So important to realize that. So as we dedicate, we must get to the point where we dedicate our lives to him. We must do our very best. This man that we are talking about this morning, he did his very best. You see, success comes to those who do their very best. Everybody must do their best. Everybody must do their best. The teacher must do his best. The doctor must do his best. Sometimes they make mistakes, but they must do their best. Everybody must do his best. The employee must do his best. Everyone must do his best. And when we make an effort to do our very best, God will reward the effort that we put in to do our very best. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's continue. Number three, let's see what Jesus said to him first. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Go with me again to Mark chapter 2, verse 5. He says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. Yeah. I thought this man came for healing. Jesus sees that there is a deeper need beneath what we see in the physical that must be addressed. God is concerned about our needs being met. He's concerned about healing, but he's concerned also about our spiritual welfare first. Son, your sins are forgiven you. Son, your sins are forgiven you. See, so many times we want the physical benefit first, but without taking care of the spiritual, it doesn't work that way. God works from the inside out. He works for your sins are forgiven because he knows if he doesn't take care of this sin situation and this man keeps remaining in his sins, it's not going to do him any good. Amen. Son, your sins are forgiven you. His sins must be forgiven first. When people remain in sin, they become negative. They destroy lives and destinies. He doesn't want him to remain in that condition. God is concerned about our spiritual welfare. He wants us, notice what he says in 3 John, thank you, Lord. 3 John 1, glory be to the name of the Lord. 3 John is only one chapter. He says, verse 2, he says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. But notice, it says, just as your soul prospers. Your soul has to do well first. He's concerned about what's going on the inside. I want you to prosper and be in health, but it starts in here. So Jesus starts with this man and works from the inside out. He doesn't do the healing first. He wants him to be prosperous in his soul. So he says to him, son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting by, verse 6, there and reasoning in their hearts. You will always find them around. Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? Which is easier to say? Think about it. That's an interesting question, isn't it? But from Jesus, from his standpoint, it doesn't make any difference. The same power that forgives is the same power that heals. There's no difference from his perspective. But these people, are saying he's blaspheming, but he knows what he's doing. He forgives him his sins first, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Now, what you have to realize is his friends and their faith have carried him this far, and they have brought him into the presence of Jesus. But he is on his own at this point. You see, the faith of others can only carry you to some extent. But it will get to a point where you have to get to that point where you are going to receive. Now, Jesus said to him, arise, take up your bed, and go home. How is a paralytic man going to get up? I mean, think about it. He has an option at that point to remain on his mat. And you think about it, he's in the presence of Jesus, but he hasn't received his healing yet. And you see, that mat is identified with him. He's been on that bed. That is what his identity is. That is what his past is. And so many times, everyone has a past. And everyone. And we sometimes look at the past failures, the past disappointment, the past hurt, and so many people make the option to remain on that mat of hopelessness. You don't know what they did to me. My parents forsook me. I was abused. This and this happened in the past. And they choose to remain on that mat of hopelessness. He has an option at that point. But when Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed, and go to your house. That same mat that when he brought in, it was a sign of hopelessness. That same mat now became a sign of victory. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That which was identified with his past, he came off that mat. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I don't know what your past looks like. I don't know the hurt and the disappointment and the failures, but I've come to announce to you by the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if you will make a decision that nothing will stand in your way, if you make a decision that you will not lie down on that mat of hopelessness, but rise up, I see you somebody walking out this morning free. I see somebody walking out this morning in victory. That which you were identified with in the past, in the mighty name of Jesus, I see you walking free. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God is saying to you this morning, take that mat of hopelessness, take that mat of scars, take that mat of disappointment, rise up, take up your mat, and go home. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the same path, I can imagine. The same path that was close to him as a result of the crowd. When he got up, that same people will begin to clap their hands and make a way for him to go out of the house. In the mighty name of Jesus, that which seems in your life, oh, that is closed, that it will never open up, as you rise up, I said, the same God that opened the Red Sea for you, the same God that said, I opened the Red Sea, may he open a path for you to go through. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you going to remain on that mat all your life, or are you going to rise up and begin to walk? Very important to realize that. So important to realize that. God. You see, when Jesus said to him, arise, take up your mat or your bed and go home, faith came with it. When Jesus says something to you, he authorizes you. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17 says, when he spoke to him that word, the faith came with it for him to rise up and to walk. But that is where it's so important. You have to put corresponding actions to your faith. Actions that correspond with what you believe. Actions that correspond with what you believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you see, as soon as this service is over, what do you think he did with that mat? I don't know. But he may have thrown it in the trash. He may have bent it. Whatever he did with it, he was done with that bed from that day forward. That which is in your life this morning, which seems that that is what you are identified with, that failure, that scar, that disappointment, whatever it is, when you get out of service this morning, when before you get out, make a decision that I'm going to do away with that mat. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, when we pray, we serve a God that answers prayer. When we pray, God hears. We don't serve a dead God. Let's get that settled this morning. We serve a God who is alive. Oh, and he hasn't slept. Oh, my, he hasn't slept. Oh, he is alive. He is alive. Say that this morning. He is alive. 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 Say that louder. He is alive. He's alive. He's alive. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And when we pray to him and make a decision that we will not sit down on that mat like those four lepers. Oh, when there was famine, they said, why sit we here until we die? We refuse to sit down until we die. You see, for you to experience a change in your life, no one experiences a change of story without taking the required steps. No one goes forward sitting down. No, there's nothing like that. We must throw away the past and press on in a life of miracles, in a life of the blessing of God, in a life of the grace of God. And God will not only forgive our sins, he will also heal us. Notice what the Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 15. James chapter 5, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. He says, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. We separate the two, but the same power that forgives sins is the same power that heals. And when we pray according to the will of God, he will hear us. And not only will he hear us, he will deliver us. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. What a good God. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. Notice the phrase, this is the confidence. We know, and we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. There was a certain woman, her name was Kim. And when she was very young, her father, because of the hardship that they were faced with, left the house looking for business. And then her mother, when her father returned, her mother developed stage 4 uterus cancer. And it was so difficult for her. She enrolled in the best high school that was around, but she didn't have money to even go to school to start with. And she had to borrow money from the neighbors for her fare. And at some point, it got so difficult, she dropped out of school and was working in a textile factory. But while she was working, she worked during the day and then went to school at night. But it got so difficult, again, that she totally left God and went into the world and was doing whatever she wanted to do. And one day, on New Year's Day, she said, "God, you take me back. I've gone away from you, and give me a new dream and a new vision." And he came into her heart to do two things. He said, "I'm going to be a lawyer, and I'm going to be a missionary as well." And so she started on her journey. And everybody around her said, it can't be done. You won't make it. You don't have money. But she worked her way. She started college. She started out at the age of 27. She took her college entrance exam and made it. And at the age of 29, she was accepted into law school. And she said, "God, you know, I don't have money to pay for my law school. I need your help. Please take off my tuition and other expenses until I graduate." And she got a scholarship that took care of her expenses all throughout her time in college. And she successfully graduated from law school. But all during that time, she studied 12 hours a day, but found time to read her Bible and to meditate on God's word. And God helped her throughout that process to come out of it. And notice her testimony. She says, "I worked at the textile factory while attending a girls' night high school. I worked as a clerk at the shopping center at the sushi bar to fend for my life. I went to college late and became a lawyer. All these things in my life were prepared by God. My dream had been prepared by God. After my dream came true, God showed me a new dream. Life is truly successful if God's hands are upon it. If the Spirit of Jesus Christ was not with me, I would not be here today. All is God's grace." She lost her mother in a battle to cancer, but she decided that she wasn't going to stay there. She wasn't going to sit there and rush. She started taking steps towards Jesus, committing her life into the hands of God, despite the difficulties. You see, you and God, you are majority. You without God, you don't even want to go in that direction. You don't even want to think about that. But the good news is, faith in God will overcome. No matter how difficult it is, I don't care what it is. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. No matter where you are this morning, no matter where you are, I can assure you that God can take you from where you are to where He wants you to be. But it starts with a determination that I am going to God. I am going to go to Jesus. I refuse to sit where I am and die. Oh, and the same God who did the miracles that you read about in the Bible, He says through faith they subdued kingdoms. That is how powerful your faith in God is. That is how powerful the faith that God has put in your heart is. And this morning, I see someone walking free. This morning, I see someone delivered. This morning, I see someone walking in the fullness of all that God has for their lives. You are getting off that mat. Throw it away. Today is your day. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. It's not over till you say it's over. No, it's not over till you say it's over. Oh, that difficulty that you are faced with. What's your past? Your past keeps staring at you in the face. I can assure you in the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus will take your life and transform it around. As you endeavor to follow him, as you endeavor to come to him, as you have endeavored to come out this morning, this day marks the beginning of a new day in your life. Your life will not remain the same after today. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are pressing forward. You are going forward. And you are experiencing all that God has for your life. Oh, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Arise, take your mat, and go home. Do not sit down there and die. In the mighty name of Jesus, if Jesus shall make you free, you are free indeed. Through faith, you are walking in victory. Through faith, I see you overcoming. Through faith, I see you healed. Through faith, I see you blessed and being a blessing. Through faith, that captivity has come to an end in your life. Through faith, you are walking in the fullness of God's plan for your life. Through faith, you are entering God's best. Through faith, your life will make a difference. This world will know that you also came. In the mighty name of Jesus. But it takes having that desire in your heart that I will not give up. This man did not give up. Oh, and you must also make a decision to be, I'll close with this, to be like those four men who bore that man into the presence of Jesus. There are so many around us who are hurting. This week, set yourself and look in your circle, your friends, your co-workers, others. Who can I help and carry into the presence of Jesus? God has revealed so much to me. Who can I share the love of Jesus with? How can I be a channel through which God can be a blessing to someone? The person that doesn't know about Jesus, the person that is in their sins, the person that is in their sickness, the person that is in hopelessness, the person that is in despair. God, how can I help carry them and bring them to Jesus? Bring them to God's house. Help them come into the kingdom of God. How can I be one that will be used to the glory of God? Think about that prayerfully. Who can I be a blessing to this week and help bring into the kingdom of God?
We pray this message stirred you up to press on and never give up on God. Be sure to download our WMCI app from your app store to stay connected and grow, with many great resources we have available for your Christian growth.